we see Saul doing the same thing, but completely different motive in chapter 17, when David comes on the scene and Saul meets him in verse 32, but later Saul decides in verse 38 and 39 to clothe David for battle. But he's using these elements for battle from a natural perspective, and they're useless. At the end of verse 39, it says, "And David took them off." They were useless. Saul gave him battle gear. Jonathan gave him battle gear. What's the difference? Well, one is simply from a practical point of view, hoping this warrior will be successful, giving the king's armor to him. And the other is one out of devotion and love and is useful to the master. So Jonathan's gift is useful. Similar things were given, but the heart difference is what mattered. And one was totally unsuitable. The other was completely accepted by David. And we see that in verse 4. So there was armor given by Jonathan. There's also a word about the swords, too. You know, there's three swords here. There's the sword of Saul, there's the sword of Goliath, and there's the sword of Jonathan. And to see that, you can look at it, consider it at home, the different swords and their purpose.
We have seen about the robes of Jonathan. He gave the robe to Jonathan because the robe was only the thing that would distinguish Jonathan. He was the son of the king. So Jonathan was trying to say that the David will be the king in future according to the mind of God. So we have learned about that one. And Jonathan also gave even to his sword and to his bow. Why does it state like even to his sword and to his bow? So the sword and the bow, they were the precious thing. They were the things available very less in those days. So we will read that. They were not found much in that day. If you just read in 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 22. 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 22. So it came to pass in the day of battle that there was neither sword nor spear found in the hand of any of the people that were with Saul and Jonathan. But with Saul and with Jonathan, his son was their father. So this sword, this element, these weapons, they were found so rarely in those days. So even these things were also submitted to David by Jonathan. So what can this sword and the bow do? They can protect them from enemies. So Jonathan was trying to say, "I am no more afraid. So you are with me. You can protect me." So that was Jonathan trying to say.
I think that thought further confirms how we should then continue on. If we've given what we may think is ours to protect ourselves, to clothe ourselves, anything that we have, if we give it to the Lord and let Him do the protecting, let Him do the fighting for us, then we have that dependence, we have that unity, we're knitted closer to Him. And of course, if we've given Him our garments, our protective equipment, as it were, we shouldn't go and run out into the world. We shouldn't go and run away from where we've laid up, as it were, our treasure. We should be staying close to that which can protect us. We need to be close to the Lord. We've just given Him, as it were, our clothing, our armor, and it's our follow-up duty, perhaps, to be close to that. Otherwise, we're going to fall into all kinds of problems. But of course, we shouldn't forget that what we may think is ours. Jonathan was in a position of being a future king. It was maybe his entitlement to have all of this, but he gave it to David. He gave it to the true king. And we too should do the same. Everything we have, it's not ours. It's his. We should give to him and leave in his hands to provide for what we need.
Swords, what I understand is that I think sword speaks about facing them, because we cannot reach far, just we can hit nearby. Whereas when we think about bow, it is a distance what we can. So whatsoever comes about our just present need and what should we think about future trial, or we might think about coming year, 5 years later on, we might be worried. So those things, or everything, what should we discover or dispense, we commit everything in the hand of our blessed Jesus, and he will take care of us.
These actions of Jonathan are the way he displayed the covenant that he made, verse 3. He was entering into a promise. And the promise was that David was going to be his king. David was going to be his protector. We don't make covenants in that sense as believers today, but we do commit. We make a commitment, right? We've read Romans 12, verse 1. Which exhorts us as believers to present our bodies as a living sacrifice. And this is a commitment. And so in that way, God will see that by our actions. And this is what Jonathan does. His actions show the promise he's entering in, that he wants to be David to be his king, David to be his protector, as we said. So likewise us. We commit, and we make a commitment in the sense that the Lord can use me however he chooses. He can send me wherever he sends me, and I will be a living sacrifice, which has great value to him.
And the verse that I presume our brother Titus has said over this is Proverbs 23, verse 26, which is a very important verse. My sons, give me thine heart. I mean, in this matter of Jonathan here, it was a heart matter, the center of his being, also the heart's affections. And we have a good example of it in regard to the assemblies of Macedonia in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 5. This they did. They first gave their own selves to the Lord. And that would have included, as Brother Hem has told us, matters that were near at hand or matters that were more in the somewhat distant future. But they gave themselves to the Lord first. And then Paul could go on to say, and unto us by the will of God. Because if the Lord has his proper place in our hearts, then the Lord's people will have their proper place also. And as you said, Bill, the practical answer to it today is not us entering into any sort of formal covenant as such, but in response to the mercies of God in Romans 12, which have come to us through the Lord Jesus, we are entreated or beseeched to present our bodies a living sacrifice.
I wonder if there's also a thought here of Jonathan making nothing of himself, and coming out in the expression at the beginning of verse 4 that Jonathan stripped himself. Yes, he gave these things to David, but in doing so, he was making nothing of himself. And I'd suggest that that's the secret to serving the Lord Jesus, making nothing of ourselves, recognizing, as Paul says in Romans chapter 7, that in our flesh no good thing dwells. That's a verse that applies to us as believers. In ourselves, there's nothing good. It's when we are weak that we are strong. That's the success, as I said, to serving Christ. It should also be, I'd suggest, the motivation for serving him as well, because if there's nothing of ourselves, then it must all be of Christ, and he is the one who gets the glory from our service.
And it's been said, hasn't it, Mark, that in Philippians chapter 2, Paul was in the stripping room. You know, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And in that Philippian epistle, he could speak of those things which characterized him as a Jew, and the tribe he came from, and his education, and the zealousness with which he kept the law. He counted all those things lost for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus our Lord. But when he says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, he was stripping himself in order that Christ might be everything. And here we have Jonathan stripping himself in order that David might fill the vision of his soul.
My question might be a little out of context, but still, I want to throw a question to the minister, brother. Why amongst thousands and thousands and thousands of Israelites, why only the heart of Jonathan was knit with the heart of David personally? Why? Why minority? There we can say thousands and thousands and thousands of Israelites were there. But amongst them, we see only one person's heart was knit with the person.
Perhaps we could consider that in the next break. We'd maybe take a break now, 5 or 10 minutes. Some brothers can get their thoughts together to respond to the question.